This is Carol Topp, back for another episode of the Dollars and Cents Show, again focusing on homeschool leaders. Today I want to answer the question about whether your homeschool organization should be a nonprofit or for-profit business. And I get asked that a lot, but in particular I received an email from a woman named Michelle, and she wrote to me and she said she's brand new starting a homeschool organization. In her case, she is a brand new director of a classical conversations community. And she said, I'm trying to weigh how to set things up. Can you offer me a recommendation on should I set up as a for-profit or a not-for-profit? All right, so here's basically in a nutshell what I wrote back to Michelle. And I said, well, first of all, probably 90% of classical conversation communities are for-profit businesses. They are sole proprietors owned by the director. Some of them can be nonprofits and apply for tax exempt status with the IRS, but that's not typical for classical conversation communities. And then I went on to explain to Michelle four main differences between a for-profit business or a not-for-profit organization. Now, in the world of education, and also sometimes in other arenas like healthcare, there can be both for-profit and not-for-profit organizations doing much the same thing. And if you think about it, in education, there are schools run by government or private schools, but then there are also organizations that offer education as a business model, like tutoring or some of the tutoring services, things like that. So education is one of these unique industries where you can offer these same exact services as a for-profit or a not-for-profit. So let me explain the difference. First of all, it has right to do in the words, motivation. And do you have a profit motive? So if you have a profit motive, then you're more likely to be a for-profit organization. If instead you don't have a motive of making a profit, instead nonprofits' purpose or mission is education. And in particular, we're talking about the education of homeschooled children. Okay, well that, the IRS says, well gosh, that's one of the purposes that we allow to have tax-exempt status. Okay, so it really, first difference between a for-profit business and a not-for-profit organization is what is your motive? Is it to make a profit? Or are you motivated by something else? That's the first thing to decide. The second factor between deciding between a for-profit business or a not-for-profit organization is really probably more important than the profit motive, and it is control. You see, a not-for-profit is not owned by anyone. It is run and controlled or operated by a board, a team of people. That board runs everything and decides on everything, decides how the money should be spent, they decide who's hired or fired, meaning that board can hire or fire the founder or the director, okay? In the case of, say, something like a classical conversations, that board can hire and fire the director. She's not in control if it's a nonprofit organization. If you want to remain in control, then you should probably run your homeschool organization as a for-profit business, because then you're completely in control. All right? I just want to point that out. That's really the big difference between nonprofit, for-profits, and nonprofits. It's the amount of who's in control. So I was giving a workshop just last weekend to a group of people who have just launched or will be launching nonprofits, and I'm explaining all this control. And a man in the back of the room is shaking his head, and he said, I don't like this. You're telling me I have to find a board of people to run it, and then they could fire me. And I said, you've got it. You understand it completely. Yep, that's the big difference. Another example, I had two ladies set up a phone consultation with me. They were former teachers, and they wanted to set up an educational program for homeschool children in their city, thinking they could use their experience of being teachers and run, you know, some educational programs. I don't know if they were going to be after school or tutoring or even, you know, classes for homeschool kids. We never got that far because I said, I explained this matter of control to them. And they said, well, we don't want that idea. We want to be in control of this organization, the two of us. And I said, okay, then you want to form a for-profit business. And since there's two of you, you would form a for-profit partnership. And they said, okay, thank you very much. That's what we're going to do. And it was the end of the conversation. Most of the time, you probably figured out if you spend any time looking at my website, homeschoolcpa.com, that I help homeschool organizations of all kinds, but mostly I am helping homeschool organizations that are run as nonprofit organizations, and I help them go the one step beyond nonprofit status and get tax-exempt status with the IRS. So that brings me to the big and the third and fourth differences between for-profit businesses and not-for-profits. Not-for-profits can apply for and receive tax-exempt status from the IRS, meaning they don't pay taxes if there's any surplus, any profit left over. Now, for very tiny organizations, tax-exempt status can be granted automatically. I just did a podcast about that, so head on over to homeschoolcpa.com, the podcast page, and you'll find a podcast about self-declaring tax-exempt status. So that's a big difference. For-profit businesses, sorry, if there's any surplus at the end of the year, you have to pay taxes on it. So that Classical Conversations director has to keep good records. Everybody has to keep good records, but she's got to keep good records and say, well, this is the money I brought in this calendar year. She would operate on a calendar year being a sole proprietor. And here's my expenses this calendar year. And if there's any money left over, well, that's what I pay profit on. And that's what she gets to keep as, quote, her income or her salary from the business. She gets to keep all the profits for herself, and that's how she gets paid. But of course, not-for-profits who apply for tax-exempt status, they can still pay people, pay employees or something like that, but they get to keep any surplus for the future, and they don't have to pay taxes on it. And the last difference between for-profit and not-for-profit businesses would be the tax-deductible donations. If your nonprofit has applied for and been granted 501c3 tax-exempt status from the IRS, you can accept donations. You can accept donations of cash. You can accept donations of goods like sports equipment or science equipment, microscopes, whatever. You can accept these kind of donations, and you can thank the donor and give them a tax-deductible receipt. Obviously, for-profit businesses cannot accept or cannot give a tax-deductible receipt if they get any donations. And, of course, for-profit businesses don't get donations. They earn their money by providing a service. Additionally, this is kind of a little side note, there may be more incentive for someone to volunteer to a nonprofit organization than volunteer their time and their effort to a for-profit business. Sometimes I've run into homeschool organizations, homeschool businesses. They are homeschool programs. One is a business, a for-profit business, and I have asked, do you have any problem getting volunteers? And they say, no, not really. People, you know, enjoy our program and have no problem volunteering. So that's wonderful, although maybe it's just not incredibly apparent that it is a for-profit business to the people volunteering. I don't know. On the other hand, there was a homeschool leader in Texas who called me once and said, Carol, we really wanted to form as a nonprofit homeschool organization, but we couldn't find enough people to put together a board. No one in his community wanted to volunteer. So he said, we're just going to run this as a business. My wife and I are going to run this as a business, and we're going to offer homeschool programs to families, and they're just going to pay for, you know, the classes that we offer. I said, that's okay, too. So if you're confused about that, or you want to talk a little bit more about whether your homeschool program should be formed as a not-for-profit or as a for-profit business, you can contact me, Carol Topp. I'm a CPA. My website is homeschoolcpa.com. We could talk about the pros and cons of this, and maybe I can help you flesh out what your motivation is, how you will operate your homeschool program, and whether you want to operate it as a for-profit business or as a not-for-profit business. well, I shouldn't say not-for-profit business, not-for-profit organization, and ultimately probably apply for tax-exempt status. So I hope this has been helpful. I hope you're enjoying these short podcasts. I try to tackle just a little topic in a little bit amount of time, and just to keep it easy for you to listen to, get helpful information. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Homeschool leader, do you feel confused or overwhelmed by the job of running your homeschool group? You're not alone. Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA, is here to help. Carol is an accountant, author, and retired homeschool mom who understands you. Her website has helpful information on co-ops, paying workers, and managing the money in a homeschool group. If you need personalized advice, set up a consultation with Carol. She's happy to discuss your particular situation. Visit homeschoolcpa.com today and get the information you need to successfully run your homeschool group.